don't know this one. This one.
I think perhaps that's what it's trying to say. But maybe we need to reword it a little bit. Access. Yes.
The chairperson, I think in these three bullets, has suggested that we need to, but I don't have the actual words, but we need to learn to check the access to economic and social amenities, if they are in place, but not to state them in bullets like that, because we don't have the mandate to look at.
She's also picked that up already.
But we're going to fix it tomorrow. But we need to check on social and economic amenities. This will cover these three bullet points, social and economic amenities.
Okay. All right, so we are taking care of that.
Madam Hasbon.
Honourable Hasebani.
Thanks, Chairperson. I was just wondering what if we then say the committee will need to ensure communities have access to.
Yes, that sounds better.
Yeah.
Although it's the infrastructure. I think that puts it quite well. Just make a suggestion for that when you are reworking it with the chair.
Access to.
It can be access to education, to your health services.
So that
I was actually referring to the this bullet point.
So the committee will need to monitor that communities have access to the health, the education. Honourable Stay, you're out.
I wanted to just take out the word ensure. We can't ensure that. So, but you didn't put that in. You did change it to monitor.
All right. Everybody okay with that? That will be reworked, those 3 points anyway. Two new grants to provinces and municipalities are proposed under Minister Shekhega's oversight to respond more rapidly to disasters. Government aims to upgrade 400,000 homes. Yes.
I think we should just indicate the two new grants. We mustn't forget that other people read these things as well.
Yes.
That's
a point that Mdakani is constantly mentioning. Yes, put in the names of these two grants. That's your U.S.
Especially with this new infrastructure development grant now.
Yes, and you need to spell it out, the USDG. Urban Settlement Development Grant. Okay.
I'd also like to suggest that we actually take out under Minister Shicheka's oversight. Because it doesn't matter who's going to be there, those grants will be there. And, you know, there's been reported that he's ill, so there may be a shuffle or something. So I don't think we should put specifically under his watch.
Yes, under the Minister of Kokta. And take out his name. That's a good suggestion. All right, government aims to upgrade 400,000 homes in informal settlements by 2014. No, and under COCTA. We want to put in COCTA here. That is the USDG is directly under us. It's under us. Because it doesn't sound as if this is USDG, mm-hmm. because that one is directly under our. Mm-hmm. Good point. All right, that needs to be checked. Government aims to upgrade 400,000 homes in informal settlements by 2014. Honourable Sitoli.
Chair, sometimes if I'm out of order, you must correct me.
That's fine.
I'm just trying to find out what informed the government to say they were going to upgrade 400,000 homes in 2014, because if we are talking about informal settlement, we are talking about 2,700 informal settlement, not the units. So now, if they are talking about 400,000 houses,
yes,
that's what homes. I want to know. What informed? No, I'm talking about homes.
Well, that came out of the president's speech.
thank you very much. The 400,000 informal settlement, Mr. Stoller, Honourable Stoller, is informed by the budget speech as well as the Millennium Development Goals. One of the goals was stated in the Millennium Development Goals is that about 400,000 informal settlements should have been eradicated by 2014. So it is informed by one of the FDG's goals.
Yes, but I think it is really in the president's speech where that has been taken from. But now we've actually got two different things here. You've got by 2014, 400,000 households should have security of tenure and access to basic services. And yet we're saying here, this is what you're referring to, is it not? Government aims to upgrade 400,000 homes in informal settlements by 2014. Now that I would imagine is one and the same thing. And so this is the budget now, just providing the financial side to what the president said in his State of the Nation address. Okay. And I think, you know, the upgrading of the 400,000 homes, although it's been put a little bit differently, is really the same thing. Are you happy, Honourable Sitoli?
Yes, I'm happy.
All right. Okay, thank you. Page 8, a new urban settlements development grant contributes 21.8 billion rand over the next 3 years for these projects. Now, this is the new grant where municipalities now will be directly under our oversight as a committee outside of the provinces. It was noted that the MDG goal of eliminating slums in the current MTSF is less likely to be achieved. Now, I think also, let's just take out this MTSF. We haven't used it before, so let's write it out and then people will know what we're talking. Even the Millennium, the MDGs, you know, people don't know what those are. Okay, through better land use management, we need to deliver integrated human settlements that break from the apartheid past. To this end, integrated spatial planning in rural areas is crucial for sustainable development. Human settlements will implement the accreditation of municipalities which have demonstrated their capacity to manage the low-income housing subsidy system. The committee needs to monitor progress with accreditation of municipalities. The committee needs to monitor effectiveness of service delivery by accredited municipalities. Honourable Stein?
You were so quick. Can I just go back to the previous bullet point about land use management?
Yes.
I think we need to delete rural areas. The whole land use management is across the board once again. To this end, integrated spatial planning is crucial, irrespective of where it takes place. So we're basically saying almost here that it's only in rural planning that we're going to look at integrated.
Yeah.
So we take out the rural areas.
to this end, integrated spatial planning is crucial. Yeah, all right. Everybody okay with that? For sustainable development. And then human settlements will implement the accreditation of municipalities which have demonstrated their capacity to manage the low-income housing subsidy system. And the committee needs to monitor progress with accreditation of municipalities. The committee needs to monitor effectiveness of delivery by accredited municipalities. Yes.
Human settlements can't implement the accreditation. They basically just hand over accreditation. So human settlements have accredited municipalities which have demonstrated their capacity to manage the low-income housing subsidy system. And yes, we need to monitor the progress with accreditation of municipalities who have not qualified as yet, something to that effect. Because the next bullet point, we're going to be monitoring the ones that have got accreditation, but we also want to do some monitoring of the municipalities that are aspiring to be accredited. That's what the first bullet point would refer to, I think.
All right. So we're really saying that the Human Settlements Department will implement.
No, not implement, they just hand it over, they give it. They accredit it.
Human Settlements Department will accredit.
Yes, they will accredit municipalities which have demonstrated. The Human Settlements Department will accredit. That's the department. Okay. Will accredit municipalities which have demonstrated their capacity to manage the low-income housing subsidy system. Okay with that? And then the committee needs to monitor progress with accreditation, with the accreditation of municipalities. No. The committee needs to monitor the progress of accredited municipalities. I'm on bullet point one. The committee needs to monitor the progress of accredited municipalities. Because that's what we're going
to
be doing.
The second bullet point is to the effectiveness of service delivery by accredited municipalities. So they've already been accredited. We now want to see if they're carrying out the work effectively. I think the first one should refer to municipalities that are aspiring to accreditation. And that is perhaps what we want to monitor.
Okay. With municipalities aspiring to be accredited. Okay, so that first bullet point, Honorable Sitoli?
Chair, I'm trying to check here if we have to quiet to those municipalities which are not accredited. What are we saying? Because we are talking about the service delivery to all municipalities. Now it means our focus will just based on those municipalities only.
That are accredited.
Yes.
Yes. In a sense, because that's what we're doing. We want to monitor the delivery that those accredited municipalities are actually making in the community. And that's what the second bullet point says. It says the committee needs to monitor the effectiveness of service delivery by accredited municipalities. In this instance, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about municipalities that are accredited. And then in the first bullet point, which is what Honourable Steyn was mentioning here, the committee needs to monitor the progress with municipalities aspiring to be accredited. So we want to watch the progress that's being made that other municipalities who are not accredited can be accredited. So it's the two things under the accreditation. Okay? All right. Now we move to 2.3, which is the medium-term strategic framework. It was noted that the medium-term strategic framework, MTSF, outlines the following key priorities: education, health, rural development and agrarian reform, fight against crime, and creating decent work. Key provisions of the medium-term strategic framework relating to human settlements as follows. Strategic priority 2. Massive program to build economic and social infrastructure. Revamp public transport infrastructure, BRT and taxi recap. This allows for mobility of people from their homes to places of economic opportunities. Okay? All right, on that page.
On the first one, the key provision of the medium-term target framework related to human settlement are as follows, or were they as follows?
Yeah, you're quite right, because you're talking about provisions are as follows. Thank you. All right, top of page 9. Investment in agricultural infrastructure, advisory services, marketing, agricultural colleges, and speed up land reform and social services. This will boost, take out the S, economic development in rural areas and contribute to sustainable human settlements. Okay with that? Provision of low-cost and affordable housing, meeting Millennium Development Goal with respect to informal settlements. The provision of integrated and sustainable human settlements is central to this objective. Okay. Strategic priority 3, comprehensive rural development strategy linked land and agrarian reform and food security. Enhance food security through a broader base of agricultural production. Promote small-scale agriculture. Rural communities to provide 60% of their food needs over the MTSF period. Promote rural transport to improve mobility in rural areas. Improve access to markets and marketing info through establishment of co-ops and local markets. That okay? Strategic priority 6, intensify the fight against corruption. The establishment of community policing The establishment of a community policing forum. Is it forum? So we put in forum there, is crucial. The management of housing lists needs to be enhanced. Prohibit sale of RDP houses. Strategic priority 9. Honourable Sitoli.
Chair, I'm trying to check the on prohibit sales of RDP houses. How can we prohibit that? Because it's already existing. So I think we must have some mechanism for monitor or either to control the selling of RDP houses. Because if you are saying you are going to prohibit something that has already been,
yeah,
the damage is already done.
Yeah, you got a good point there. Would we then perhaps rather say we can use to monitor or to... You see, because this is linked also to the legislation that we are proposing, are going to be looking at. So perhaps what we're talking about here is...
Thanks, Chair. The reason I'm not wise to reinforce that on Housing Act, we must change it so that no one is going to sell the RDP houses.
Enforcement of that clause.
Enforcement of that clause.
yes, enforcement of the
preemptive clause.
The restriction clause or something.
Yeah.
Within the current act.
Yeah. All right, we want to rework that one, Koleswa. And refer to the preemptive clause there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Honourable Stain? Okay, you, that was it. Okay. And then the strategic priority 9, sustainable resource management and use, prioritise use of renewable energy in all new settlements, such as solar panels. Encourage water harvesting to reduce dependence on municipal infrastructure. Two good points there. Strategic priority 10, building a developmental state including improvement of public services and strengthening democratic institutions. Strengthen the capacity of the local sphere of government in administering housing function to fast track the process of accrediting municipalities as delivery agents. Introduce a system of joint planning, alignment of plans and programs across spheres of government with spatial development framework, coordination legislation, IGR Act, must be enforceable and there must be stiff penalties for non-compliance. Honourable Sitoli?
I'm just checking on bullet point number 2. Introducing a system of joint planning. Is that okay when we talk about joint planning or other? We have to align the plans, not joint planning. Is it a joint planning or alignment of planning?
Excuse me, Chair. I think in this one we are talking about the synergy between all spheres of government.
Yes.
I think this one is correct. You really need that to plan together.
Yeah, to plan together and then the plans align. We need to sit together if we're going to align the plans.
Because
I think that is right.
That
yeah.
The national operates on its own.
All on their own. Okay. All right. Are you okay, Honourable Sitoli?
I'm okay, but I'm trying to check
the sense.
Yes.
Yes. Introduce a system of joint planning, alignment of plans and programs across spheres of government with a spatial development framework. And we talk about coordination legislation.
Intergovernmental relations. Mm.
Yes, yes. So I think, you know, to have a joint planning system, I think is in order, so that you get the integration that we're looking for. Okay. Outcome 8. Create sustainable human settlements and improve the quality of household life. The following targets have been developed. Output 1, accelerate delivery of housing opportunities. Targets, informal settlements, 400,000 households, rental units, 80,000 units. Output 2, access to basic services, water, 92% to 100%, sanitation, 69% to 100%, refuse removal, 64% to 75%, electricity, 81% to 92%. Those were just figures that were given to us. Output 3, release well-located takeout of, release well-located land and properties held by the state. An agreement must be entered into between Ministers of Human Settlement, between Ministers of Human Settlement, Public Enterprises, Public Works and Rural Development and Land Reform. Output 4, improve property market, develop and implement. Honourable Sitoli?
Before you go to
Output 4?
If you can check that out, output to, if they are talking about the access to basic services. What are you saying about the outsourcing of refuse removal? Because most of all those refuse are being outsourced to private companies by the municipality.
I don't think that is a function of ours. You know, that's a COPTA function. But I think what we're saying here is that, you know, we've got to move from 64% to 75%. That's a target. How that is done, whether it's outsourced or the local municipality or whatever, I think that's up to local government. Okay. Output 4, improve property market, develop and implement mortgage insurance program. This presentation on the MTSF ended with a discussion on the concept of the developmental state. It was noted that the key characteristics of the developmental state are facilitating access to finance for the poor participating in the second economy, improving access to markets by SMEs, skills development programs for artisan skills and small business ownership for the unemployed, reduce the regulatory burden on small businesses, agricultural infrastructure and land reform, rural transport infrastructure, freight and passenger. Now that all came out in the discussion that followed that presentation. Okay? Sure, I don't know, are we going to get finished here today? A bit slow. The new growth path. The new growth path has identified a number of drivers for jobs as follows. Jobs driver 1, infrastructure. Public investment can create 250,000 jobs per year in energy, water, transport, communications, infrastructure and housing until 2015. Jobs are from construction of new infrastructure, operation of new facilities, expanded maintenance, and manufacture of components for infrastructure programs. Jobs driver 2, main economic sectors, 300,000 households benefit from agricultural smallholder schemes, and 145,000 jobs in agro-processing by 2020. All right, just put in by 2020 there.
And it should also be 300,000 households to benefit from. We're talking about...
Yes, future. With a plan. Okay, mining can add 140,000 additional jobs by 2020. High-level services can create over 250,000 jobs directly in tourism and business services. The following initiatives are to be implemented. Restructuring land reform to support smallholder schemes with comprehensive support around infrastructure, marketing, finance, etc. Expand tourism infrastructure and services. Anything under that section? Jobs driver 3, seizing the potential on new economies. 300,000 additional new jobs in the green economy by 2020. Public employment schemes will be expanded to protect the environment. Main strategies, comprehensive support for energy sufficiency and renewable energy. Public employment and recycling schemes geared to greening the economy. Jobs driver 4, investing in social capital and public services. 260,000 new employment opportunities could be created in NGOs and NPOs. 100,000 additional jobs could be created in policing, health and education. Main strategies, internships in private and public sectors. Community works programs in wards. Okay, with that one. Jobs driver 5, spatial development. Provide public infrastructure and housing in rural areas to lower costs of economic, to to lower costs of economic activity and foster sustainable communities. Here we just fix that up. Provide public infrastructure and housing in rural areas to lower costs of economic activity and foster sustainable communities. Need to develop spatial perspective that sets out opportunities available and the choices to be made to align government spending, infrastructure and housing investment and economic development initiatives. Main strategies, internships in private and public sectors and community works programs in wards. Millennium Development Goals, 2.5. The 8 Millennium Development Goals are relevant and are as follows. To eradicate extreme poverty and hunger, to achieve universal primary education, to promote gender equality, to reduce child mortality, improve maternal health, combat HIV, AIDS, malaria and other diseases, ensure environmental sustainability, develop a global partnership for development. For human settlements, 3 issues were said to be relevant, namely bolstering human capital, improving infrastructure and increasing social, economic and political rights, with the majority of the focus going towards increasing basic standards of living. Goal seven, ensure environmental sustainability has a number of targets that are relevant to human settlements as follows. Target 7A, integrate the principles of sustainable development into country policies and programs, reverse loss of environmental resources. Okay, page 13. Target 7B. Are these just taken from the Millennium Development Goals? Because then do we need to read through them, because they're just there. Target 7B, reduce biodiversity loss, achieving by 2010 a significant reduction in the rate of loss. Target 7C, halve by 2015 the proportion of the population without sustainable access to safe drinking water and basic sanitation. For more information, see the entry on water supply. Target 7D, by 2020, to have achieved a significant improvement in the lives of at least 100 million slum dwellers. And to this end, it would be necessary for the committee to monitor backlogs on elimination of slums. Can take this out. All right, the new growth path 2.6, just leave that. No. Yeah, so just delete that on page there and page 14. Okay, now we come to departmental, then you'll have to renumber again. Huh? All right. Departmental, so this becomes now 2.6. Departmental strategic plan and priorities. The presentation focused on the strategic plan and budget statement of the department. The strategic direction of the department was summarized, which is composed of the following key thrusts. Can we just perhaps say was summarized with take out which is composed of and put with the following key thrusts. Yeah, it was summarized with the following key thrusts. 1, develop, promote, monitor and evaluate sustainable human settlements policies and programs supported by responsive research. Responsive research, is that right? Develop, promote, monitor and evaluate sustainable human settlement policies and programs supported by, can we not just say research? What is responsive research? If I may just ask. Thanks, Lipo.
I think it will be research that will respond to the country's need or requirement. Because research is informed by
right.
What the country wants to achieve. in its objectives.
Thank you. Support implementation and delivery, build capacity and liaise and communicate with stakeholders for effective human settlement programs.
I wonder if I may interrupt. The some of these things, as you've indicated previously, is taken out of another document directly as
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Should we not go to sections where we, the committee,
make input,
and because if this is taken out of a document, it's somebody else's information, we're just repeating it.
Yes. Are we right in saying that, Leopold?
And you can't change anything.
Yes, we're just saying what they
yeah. All right. I would like us to go, though, to page 15. I want us just to be sure, because I think this is something that was just... we indicated in the strategic planning session that we were concerned about this table that was here. Go to page 16. It is clear from the above table that the percentage of the budget spent does not relate. Take off the D. To total output achieved. This was a major concern for committee members, as it meant that money is being spent when plans are not being achieved. This was a very telling table here, because if you look at it, Northwest have got absolutely no output and they've got a whole budget spent. So that's really what that sentence is saying. The following questions were asked by members at the end of the presentation. How does the committee exercise oversight without creating an impression that they are micromanaging the executive? The answer, there must be spot checks on site to verify the programs being implemented. This refers back, where's Sitoli? He's out, to that question that he was raising. The committee must also look at internal control processes of the organisation, and the constitution allows the parliament to investigate any operational aspects of the department. How do we know that what is being delivered is truthful? Answer, the Treasury guidelines require outputs to be validated. This means that managers must put mechanisms and structures in place to monitor and validate implementation of projects and report on performance of the service delivery agents. This requires effective non-financial internal controls. These need to be there, and managers must validate them to ensure that what is being reported is a true reflection of what is happening on the ground. Can we just switch that around a little bit, eh? Okay, are we okay with that? The NHFC does not seem to be helping everybody that needs to be helped. What is the problem there? Answer, this is the issue of monitoring as well as planning and budgeting. The NHFC must have credible plans, and the department must constantly monitor its implementation to identify issues. The quarterly reports of the parent department must also focus on the performance of the entity so they can be responsive to the needs of the entities. Therefore, structures and mechanisms need to be put in place for constant monitoring and evaluation of all state organs. Are you okay with that? What?
The quarterly report of the department, the parent department.
Which line are you on?
94.
The quarterly reports of the parent department must also focus on the performance of the entity. Are you saying there's something there?
No, I'm saying the parent department is the department
of human settlements. And we rather say that.
The national department.
Yeah.
The national.
Yes, let's put that in. You're right. What is the problem with lack of transfer of houses to beneficiaries? Answer, there is a problem at provincial departments where internal management arrangements are not allowed. Often senior management do not work together and the leadership of the department tends to do very little to diffuse the situation. Some managers do not communicate with each other and respect to the status of project implementation, and therefore completed houses might not be transferred on time. Okay. Is there no legislation that regulates the sale of RDP houses? Answer, the policy is there to prohibit the sale of houses, but this is not being implemented on the ground. The Housing Act will have to be amended to decisively deal with this issue, and the committee will have to initiate this process. Is there a mechanism to monitor project implementation at provincial and local spheres?
Just to address the question earlier, he's not here.
Yeah.
The question earlier about, it's actually not unlawful to sell an RDP house, it's just unlawful within a certain period. The way we've got it here is if they may never sell it, and I think we need to get that, we mustn't create that perception. So the policy is there to prohibit the sale of houses within, we can either say is it 6 or 8 years?
Eight.
But I think we need to be, it creates the impression that you can never sell an RDP house, and that's not what it is. So the policy is there to prohibit the sale of houses within a specified period. And we may want to say 6 or 8 years once we confirm it.
Yes, but I think the point here is that there's no legislation that regulates. So when we bring this on the table, this Act, and we look at it again, that'll be the time when we'll have to look at what we're going to do with it.
Yes.
And what it states and what we're going to do with it.
Yeah.
And whether at that point we want to change our policy on it. You know, we might want to do that.
Yeah. That's not what I'm saying, Chair. I'm saying currently there is a policy in the Act.
Yes.
And we need to say, and that's why it says the policy is there to prohibit the sale of houses, but it's not an indefinite thing. The policy is there within a specified period.
Okay, yes, so all right. The policy is there to prohibit the sale of houses within a specified period.
And we can put whether, we must just confirm whether it's currently 6 or 8 years.
It's 8. Mm-hmm. Specified period. But this is not being implemented on the ground. It's not being implemented. That's right. Okay. The Housing Act will have to be amended to decisively deal with this issue, and the committee will have to initiate the process. Okay? Is there a mechanism to monitor project implementation?
I think in here, in addition, we also said we need to, there's a need for information dissemination to the consumers.
Yes. Did we discuss this under this particular section? Yeah. All right. We'll need to put in then. Are we going to put in another bullet, or are we going to add it onto this particular bullet thing? All right. Then we just put there's a need to educate communities.
Yeah.
you for that. Is there a mechanism to monitor project implementation at provincial and local spheres of government? Answer, mechanisms must be put in place for monitoring and evaluation, and the committee must require the executive to report on a regular basis. Okay. Presentation of reports does not facilitate oversight. What is the oversight model?
Since that word require sort of stuck in the back of my mind, I wasn't too happy with that. And the committee must request the executive to report.
Request. Thank you. That's in bullet point. Under the mechanism. You got that? All right. Presentation of reports does not facilitate oversight. What is the oversight model of Parliament for the executive to report of Parliament, not of the Parliament, for executive to report to Parliament? Answer, the committee must specify the generic formats of the report to provide the information that is required for the committee to do effective oversight. There we were talking about standardizing some format so that, you know, we've got it. And maybe even on our oversight visits it'll be something that we can give to the provinces. There's a need to invest in education.
I'm not, that's not the one that referred to the template that we must draw. Is it? The template that we're responsible for, my understanding is specifically for what is required, say, from annual reports. That's not this particular one, is it? This is something else.
I'm thinking what we were trying to say is to standardize those templates. Whether it's for our oversight visit or whether it's for quarterly reports, I think it's one and the same thing. How does the rest of the committee not? Two different.
I think we are referring to two formats. The one is that we need to send to the province when we are going to do oversight on what information that we require. And the other one is for the follow-ups and recommendation. Yeah, that is our land system, land going to be developed by Magister.
Okay. All right. The committee must specify the generic formats of the report to provide the information that is required for the committee to do effective oversight. Okay? That says it then. There's a need to invest in education. If the skills issue is to be dealt with, there should be a system to require learners to be at school as a matter of course. What is that? Yes. Members, we still got quite a little way to go here. And it's now 10 to 4. We need to just be aware of your transport. What are the times that the buses are leaving?
We want to arrange transport, so we want to know exactly what time can we arrange. What time can we
I can't see anything earlier than 6 o'clock, quite frankly, with where we're at. Well, it's 10 to 4, and it's taken us nearly 2 hours to do these pages.
Any proposal?
Yeah, I think realistically, the bus for 6 o'clock, and let's not try and make it 7. So we've got a time now for 6 o'clock to aim at.
Okay.
6 o'clock.
The bus must be outside by 6 o'clock.
Yes, so we must be finished by 5:45, 10 to 6. Thank you very much. Do you want to just take a quick break? All right. Okay. And then we'll resume then on page. Can we just finish this page 17? There's a need to invest in education if the skills issue is to be dealt with. There should be a system to require learners to be at school as a matter of course. I really don't know what this has got to do with us.